force of people coming together and saying, no, we don't agree with this message. We don't agree with this separation, this segregation, this racism, this oppression, and the things that this group is coming here to champion. Let's show them the opposite. Let's show them that we're on one accord, that we're on the same message, that we actually do indeed want a community where we live together, we work with each other, we play with each other, and the entertainment and other opportunities we have in our community, and that we aren't going to separate ourselves based on these notions that hate should be more attractive and viable than love. So we came together to push back against that. We were really loud, and we helped to bring a lot of energy to that rally. So
let me just help put that in perspective. I'm sitting here with my doing some calculations. If you said 2001, and I apologize, I don't recall that, which probably means I failed to be there with you, so my apologies. But if 2001, you would have been in high school, is that right?
Right, right. So, freshman year high school at Tech. So I went to Tech High School.
Right, okay. So Bradley Tech High School, they're on National Avenue, right? Walker's Point of Milwaukee for folks now. So actually, right now, it's in sort of a hot neighborhood. Wasn't quite as hot back in 2001, I think.
Right, 20 years ago.
So you're a freshman in high school, and you're active with the Urban Underground. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what's the Urban Underground, and what attracted you as a freshman in high school to be so, you know, civic-minded?
Yeah. Well, I saw the chance to be able to be a part of something bigger than myself. And, you know, getting the chance to work with my peers, young people my age, and get immersed in issues that affect my community, my neighborhood, my school, I saw that as very valuable. And we highlighted issues like the school to prison pipeline. We highlighted issues like the health of our communities and the health of young people, and especially the issues that you continue to see even now today in sexual health as well. I think my mic might have cut out because I had a call. Can you hear me again?
Yeah, you're back live.
So, awesome.
So that's the thing with live radio. You never know quite what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, let's see if I can put
you're,
that
you're
on
good here.
All right. So we get immersed in all these issues. We also, in the county budget, Scott Walker planned on closing two community centers in the early 2000s, Kosciuszko Community Center and Martin Luther King Community Center. And we as young people were a part of this program, and we thought that it was unfair for the county to close two important resources that greatly affect families. And there's a picture somewhere of all of us debating Scott Walker, trying to sway his opinion and saving these community centers in the county budget. And the county board stepped up at the time to hear the pleas of the community, and especially young people saying, hey, this would be the wrong move to make. And we felt as young people accomplished that. Not only are we not old enough to vote, and usually decisions are made for us and not by us, but that we were able to use our energy, our activity to change the course of what could have happened at the time. And knowing that because of our energy, because of it was really important for all of us to recognize that the things that we have to do as young people is to get active and get engaged, even if we're even limited in what we can do. So young people have a role in impacting the decisions being made in their communities and their school environments and things of that nature. And that's exactly what Urban Underground does and did back then.
So you graduate with honors, right?
Yeah. And
if I got it in 2005.
That's right.
And you go to college then at UW, right? University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Yeah. I go there with the intention of being an architect, not going into political studies, political sciences, or anything community related. I went there with the inspiration of being one of the few certified, graduated, and licensed architects, Black architects in the state of Wisconsin. Architecture is the least diverse field, and some people might not know, in the world. So it's very a very straightforward field, and you have a really big, huge gap in diversity in architecture, and that's really what drew me to the field. But as I went to school at UWM, and I was much more focused on distractions, and I got put on probation because my grades were so bad. It was important for me to recalibrate. So at that time, I worked all these odd jobs. My first job was at Summerfest, by the way. Shout out to Don Smiley as he retires and makes his next.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
His chance to kick his feet up.
We'll encourage everybody to get out there to Milwaukee and have fun at Summerfest this summer. But
absolutely. Absolutely.
Getting back to the young Mr. Bowen. Here we go.
Yeah.
In terms of what got you into politics.
Yeah. So this is where it comes full circle. I work all these odd jobs, but I get pulled back into doing youth work and working with Urban Underground, actually as a staff member, being a member of Public Allies. Public Allies is an AmeriCorps program. I served 2 years there in working for nonprofits and being immersed in community change through serving through AmeriCorps. So I did that for 2 years, loved it. I traveled all over the state and all over the country working with young people and adults that worked with young people on intergenerational change strategies.
Okay, and right there, what we're gonna do, we're coming up on a break, David. On the other side of the break, we are going to talk about your phasing into politics and how you viewed the work in the state. So folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is Devil's Radio. 101 or 92.7 FM. We will be back in a couple.